Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. NAM.org is the website, and we've known him for a long time, and he always brings us good information that we can deal with. Chad, welcome back.
Always fun to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back.
Still hard to believe it's been 17 years.
I know. We got you right out of high school. It was amazing. Look what I saw in you. Hey, Chad. Talk to us about the most recent manufacturing report that you put out. What does manufacturing look like in this mid-pandemic to post-pandemic era? On the verge of an election, what does it look like?
Well, it certainly is a mixed bag, right? I mean, I'll give you the bad news first, and then I'll give you the good. How's that?
Okay.
I mean, obviously, manufacturing was pretty hard hit, right? Between February and April, manufacturing production was down to more than 20%. For some sectors, it was even larger. Motor vehicles and metals, et cetera, was even larger than that. It's a very steep decline. 1.3 million workers lost their jobs in that April time frame alone. Many of those were furloughed, and so many of them have been brought back since then. But still, pretty deep decline. Not as big as the service sector, but still pretty deep. We have seen, obviously, 4 or 5 months of progress since then. So definitely, not just in the U.S., but globally, we've seen activity pick up. So that's the good news, right? I put out my global report this morning. You can see it on Twitter and LinkedIn. 7 of the top markets we sell into had expanding manufacturing activity in the month of September. So that's obviously a nice encouraging sign in the U.S. New orders and production are pretty strong, right? But at the same time, it's important to note that we still are not where we were pre-pandemic, right? So production is still down around 6% from where it was in February. We're still more than 600 workers fewer than we had in February. So movement in the right direction, but we still have a ways to go to get it.
We don't like the number, but we like the trend. Is that where we are?
That is correct. That is correct. I mean, and you have seen some slowing in that. I mean, you expect that, obviously. As we came back and work started resuming, the furloughed workers, many of them were brought back, so you had some low-hanging fruit there. But we still had 66,000 workers in the month of September, right, in manufacturing. So that was a nice number.
That's
right?
A nice manufacturing number. That didn't Kamala Harris didn't bring that up last night in the debate. That was left out of her comments about manufacturing.
She did not.
neither did Mr. Pence either. So they should have. They should have been listening to you.
They're obviously picking timelines that help their case. But
go ahead.
Clearly we have progress to be had there. But manufacturing, at least the trend line is in the right direction right now.
So any particular industry that continues to struggle? Any particular sector
I think motor vehicles obviously is one of the few sectors that has bounced back for the most part, still not where it was pre-pandemic. I think the one sector that's getting hit on all sides has been metals, right? If you think about much of this recession has actually taken place in the durable goods space. And so think machinery, think metals, think aerospace.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pullbacks we're seeing in the energy sector, right?
Is that partially because so much more business is being done online, less motors and grease and oil?
I mean, it's part of it. I think the other part of it is, this has been a global recession. Right? We forget that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when the rest of the world isn't buying our stuff, right, that certainly impacts our ability to sell machinery, right, and airplanes flying right now, right? And you know, motor vehicles obviously has bounced back, but we're still, you know, hovering around 15 million or so vehicles sold. We were selling 17 before the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there clearly are some changed trends there. I don't think they're permanent, but that's affecting not just sales of durable goods, but obviously metals is being impacted, right, because that's when you make a car, that's what's in it. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. So when we come back after the break, I want Chad to talk. I want to blend the manufacturing part with the supply chain part, because, you know, manufacturing only works if they can get the thing out of the warehouse into the hands of the people. If there's a bollocks up in the middle there, you know, you got a problem with manufacturing. I'm going to get Chad to reflect on that a little bit, and also some little geopolitics. How's that affecting manufacturing? We'll do that right after the break. Twin Tail, right back with Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, NAM.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.